times change, and apparently so have drinking habits. Mike Razor, who directs enforcement in the Department for Alcoholic Beverage Control, believes too many kids set out to get drunk today. Besides risky behavior, Razor says blood alcohol levels of 0.4 and higher can be fatal. The danger has only intensified the crackdown by the ABC. Assisting in the effort is a new law that allows an underage drinker to summon help without fear of prosecution.
If there's somebody in danger from alcohol or anything like that, you have got an opportunity to call for help and not be in trouble.
While the amnesty's aim is to provide a quick medical response to the victims of alcohol poisoning, the ABC is also working to keep alcohol beyond their reach. The state agency commonly uses sting operations, in which minors attempt to buy beer and liquor from retailers and saloons. They also target underaged buyers, with ABC agents posing as liquor store clerks. Plus, they patrol tailgate parties commonly seen before college and high school athletic events. Razor says fake identification remains all too common, but few people fully realize the potential penalty.
If you have a false ID or driver's license, you could be considered a forged instrument, which could be a felony charge. And I don't know that I would want to have a felony charge on my record for a bottle of beer.
If someone underage borrows an adult ID, Razor says the borrower could lose driving privileges for a year. He adds most liquor stores and bars don't want to sell to underage drinkers. In fact, Razor says about 90% comply with alcohol laws. A Saturday night in downtown Lexington means increased foot traffic at restaurants and bars near the University of Kentucky. The Tin Roof is a popular college hangout, and bar manager Patrick Edmondson says his staff is well-trained and ready for underage drinkers.
You know, we're going to ID them at the door. We got door guys working after 10 o'clock every night, so nobody underage is going to get in here. Then we got servers, bartenders that know what they're doing, have been to all the classes, the ABC classes and everything, know what they're looking for.
A couple of blocks away, a steady stream of college-aged buyers flow through Coliseum Liquors. Owner Sharish Patel says about 70% of his business comes from UK. He says the first few weeks of fall classes are when he sees a lot of fake IDs. Two UK freshmen are enjoying an ice cream cone. Lexington's Jesse Dalton hasn't felt pressured to drink so far, and Dalton admits the penalties associated with underage drinking are a definite deterrent.
The money, if you got in trouble, if you got not necessarily arrested, but like written up, you know, I know that you would have to pay fines, go to court, try to get it off your record, all that stuff.
Co-ed Kiera Black comes to Lexington from near Atlanta, where she says underage buying is not too difficult. Like Dalton, though, she worries about the long-term impact of citations and fines.
I'm very major and very goal-oriented. That threat is definitely there and definitely, you know, makes me think twice before I do something.
But trying to do something illegal is in some ways increasingly being made more convenient. ABC Enforcement Director Mike Razor says there are more liquor stores, more bars, and more Kentucky counties that allow the sale of alcohol.
Well, these are expanding tenfold over the state. There's a wet, dry election constantly, and so our area of responsibility is increasing.
While alcohol is more available, Razor says his agency has seen historic staff reductions. Over the last decade, he says budget cuts have reduced the number of investigators by about a third. For WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson.